Welcome to the Executive Strategist Podcast. This podcast is read by Eric Douglas and brought to you by LeadingResources.com.
This podcast is on the topic of enabling local invention. The most successful innovations are typically demand-pull in nature. Driven by insights into what customers want, they pull out of the organization creative innovations that satisfy those customers' needs. So who's most likely to understand what customers want? Well, of course, it's the people at the front lines of your business. Many executives make the mistake of asking high-level leaders to lead the innovation charge, but fueling local invention will have greater success. Here are some of the lessons we've learned. First, put together a small team of people who know your customers well and have shown an ability to think creatively. Isolate them from the profit or loss paradigm, at least in the short term. Members of the team should know they have sufficient money and time to develop an idea, test a prototype, learn what scales to a level of a viable product or service without worrying about it making an immediate profit. Creative, innovative ideas come from people, from individuals. Teams need to be small enough to enable people with innovative ideas to test them without getting bogged down in consensus and team harmony. A team with a strong hierarchy of command and control will be less innovative than one that is loosely structured. Give the team members access to smart people and advisors who can provide a sounding board and help clear away obstacles to their success. For example, at one of our client companies, the CEO designated a chief innovation officer to assure timely expenditures tied to innovation did not get bogged down in a bureaucratic approval process. Remember, by fueling local invention, you're building a pipeline of new products and services. In some cases, the new ideas will cannibalize existing products. Make sure you clearly communicate the importance of innovation to the future of the company so that this cannibalization is seen as a good thing, not a bad thing. And as you tap local invention, also be aware of how you're building a bench of future leaders for your organization. Recognize them, celebrate their work, reward them for their efforts, give them the professional development and encouragement that they need. All of this will pay off in unexpected ways.
Thanks for listening. Eric's newest book, The Leadership Equation, is available at Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com and all major booksellers. Or learn more at LeadingResources.com.